It is absolutely retarded. Put your hands together. Song, shut up. All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, dude.
Timmy, man. Look at you, dude. I said it, man.
All right, folks. It is time to play What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Yeah, look at that, man. And here to explain the rules for the game each and every Thursday.
Right.
The best setup man on the planet, Brian Whitman, everybody.
Tim, you're very nice. It works like this. Tim Conway Jr., your MC, will play a clip of the Reverend Jesse Jackson. You call 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Simply tell us what the hell Jesse Jackson's saying in the clip. Tell us what he says, and you win a prize. It's that easy.
Yes!
Thank you, Tim.
By the way, I just came from... We can mention who we had dinner with, right?
Absolutely we can do that.
Oh, nothing. Just had dinner this evening with Rick and Kevin Dees.
Yeah, Rick and Kevin Dees. It was a blast.
That's good times, man. Rick Dees has some funny ass there, man.
Some great stories. And he was very happy to see you, too. He was. He was very, because at first when you know, I got there at, you know, early, because, you know, I'm always.
What time did you get there?
5:30.
Is that right?
Yeah, we met at 5:30.
All right. And I got there at 6:45 or 7.
Right. It took a while. We were there a long time.
I just stopped by to say hi to him.
Right. He loves you. He was so glad.
You know, I meant to leave a couple bucks for the iced tea, and I thought that would be insulting.
No, Tim. Brian, do you think Tim is going to come?
Because there's that empty spot. You know, it's three dudes sitting at a table, and there's just that place setting. You know, they,
well, I guess Tim is not. No, all right. I guess he's not.
I said, yeah, no, I got an email. I said, I think he's at his dad's house.
Well, okay, then. Let's just, all right.
All right, gang, it is time for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Yeah, and here are the clips you're going to hear tonight. Good luck, everybody.
Dear Mr. Minister, come here with Brother Howard.
What the hell? Hmm. What, do you get these off a phonograph?
We must choose restructuring over repossession.
I've been telling these guys for a year.
I know.
That VCR sucks in there. And they keep saying it doesn't. So we'll just keep playing the scratchy S on the air.
Well, you know, the truth is, I mean, VCRs are so inexpensive. Do you want me
They're
just
like
to get...
$40.
Yeah, I'll
but
go
no,
get
you
one.
Can't do that because it has to be a special one that has special inputs and outputs and all that crap.
Oh, so I'm unable to go to, like, Target and buy one.
Exactly, bro. Okay. You can buy one. They just won't use it.
Oh, well, yeah. Then I won't do it.
No reason to buy it, right?
Right. Okay.
We're going to march in Los Angeles. We're going to march all over the nation. The civil battle cry, restructure... And they're targeting seniors. The bottom of the ship has now hit the deck. 30,000 are facing home foreclosure, already late in paying their note, which means that they're on the way out. And Bush is saying, let the market sell it. You might call me right. And the question today, do you believe that the campaign...
This is like from 1950.
Yeah, this is like one of those, when you hear those newscasts, like when, you know, Pearl Harbor or, you know, the Hindenburg, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's what
that's
it
what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's like Bob and Ray doing radio here.
And those trying to get a convert in the condo.
Broadcasting at 790 AM.
That may have been what it sounded like when Wolfman Jack played a record.
That is what it sounded like. And you know, that sounds literally like you're taking the needle of a phonograph, as you described it, I think, very accurately.
Thank you very much.
It sounds like the needle on the record, as Jerry says in the club.
On the issue of subprime, Regent's Park School of Oxford University, I'll be doing some teaching there sometime this spring.
Now, Jerry.
Rainbow Push UK chapter in Great Britain.
Hold on, listeners. This is not going to be good.
All right, Jerry. When you put these on the audio vault, you just let the whole tape run, right?
Well, I tried it on that VCR, and then I went in that VCR, and then when I got home, I tried it on my VCR. It's fine.
All right, but you tried it on that one,
it worked? I did it both. No. First, I tried it on that one, and it was crackling a lot, and then I put it in this one, and it was crackling less.
All right.
And then at home, like, I put it in, and it doesn't crackle at all.
I don't know what's going on. We have to have a different method. I mean, we have to... And we got to step it up, like go DVD or TiVo or something.
Right, you know? Digital. We should. Yeah. This should be digital.
I mean, we're still using tape. God dang.
Wow. I mean.
Using tracks, man.
Wow.
Tape. You don't use tape over there moving, do you, Ray?
I know. The all-new moving 93.9. No tape.
And none. I just everything's digital, right?
Of course it is. I mean, I beg them. No tape.
And in many ways, South Africa was an outpost. South African blacks in the diaspora at the same time. A schema. We must do so in an with an international rhythm.
All right. That's this is going to irritate the F out of me.
Is this going to be a tough hour for you?
Just I don't like that crackling.
No, I understand.
I imagine people driving around don't like it either. But you know what?
What should we do?
What are you going to do? You're going to scrap all this crap? We worked hard on this.
This is a production issue, though. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, let's use some old clips. You got old clips in there? Let's put together some old clips. I don't want to sit here and listen to this crackling crap all night.
All right, I'll put together an old playlist for you.
Yeah, do that, will you?
I'll mention it in your ears during the...
Thank you very much.
So do you want to just kind of ad-lib something?
No, put together a whole new thing, like a whole new
thing. No, that's what I mean. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, okay, all right.
All new.
Right, and then just you know, mention it in the headphones, and I'll put it in. And while we're waiting for Jerry to do that,
should I
here's
tap?
Brian Whitman to tell you about 9 sensational jokes.
All right, so you know, the guy says to his wife, the wife you know, says to her husband,
right?
Says, "Honey, I remember we want to bring this up. It's kind of a touchy situation, but if I died, would you get remarried?" And the husband thinks about it. He says, "My gosh, I mean, God forbid something happened to you, honey. If you did die, I mean, we're still young. I mean, I guess probably I would get remarried ultimately." And she, "Would she live in our house?" And the husband says, "Well, I mean, the house is paid for. And I mean, I'm very comfortable here. And I guess if I was married, in the event something happened to you, I guess she would live in our house." And the wife says, "Well, would she drive my car?" He said, "Well, the car is paid for. I mean, I paid for that car a long time ago. It's out in the driveway." So very hypothetically, honey, I mean, if God forbid you did die and I did remarry, she would live in our house and she would drive your car. And the wife says, "But she wouldn't use my golf clubs." And the husband says, no, she's a lefty.
That's a great joke.
You heard it before.
I never heard that joke. I've never heard that joke. Oh, that's sensational.
Thank you. I thought that's my ad lib for the evening. I thought I was laying on you something that you knew for sure.
All right, I got a joke for you here while we're doing this. An ape escapes from the zoo, and they're looking all over for this ape, this big gorilla, and they can't find him. And one of the zookeepers comes across him. He's way up in the tree, but they don't have any equipment to get this gorilla down. Big gorilla that could wipe you out. So they call a guy from the Yellow Pages, Gorilla Finders. Oh. Hey, guy comes out with his dog and sees the big gorilla up in the tree. And he says to the zookeepers, he goes, "All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot at that gorilla and scare him. And I'm going to climb up that tree and shake that tree and get that gorilla out of that tree."
Mm-hmm.
"And what I want you to do is, as soon as that gorilla comes down and hits the ground, my dog's going to run and bite its nuts until I get down and can throw the rope around it." And he goes, "All right, so you climb up the tree, you shake the tree, the gorilla comes down, and your dog bites the gorilla's nuts." He goes, "That's it." He goes, "All right, I'm going up the tree. Here, you hold the gun." He goes, "Wait a minute. This is a very expensive animal. What's the gun for?" "Well, if I drop out of that tree first, you shoot my dog." Thank you very much. Oh, you got it there, Joe? You still working on it?
Two solid jokes.
Just a couple more clips. Almost done.
Two solid jokes from two real...
Not bad.
I tell you, from two real steady broadcasters, two ad-libbed, off the cuff jokes that the listeners can repeat. I mean,
you can use them on your own,
Absolutely. Go to work tomorrow and use those jokes.
Maybe Carson Daly will use them. He's got joke writers over there tonight, huh?
Yeah, so I guess, which is, by the way, thank God the jokes have come back to that show. Because honestly, really, I mean, it was getting to the point for me where I just couldn't watch Carson Daly without the comedy.
Oh yeah,
it's like ice cream without hot fudge.
Right, exactly, dude. You know? All right, we're going to play Jesse Jackson here. We're going to throw in some old clips, some classic ones. I'm not going to sit here and listen to that crackle crap all night.
Right.
And the two guys are working on it feverishly right now.
Yeah, really. I mean,
it looks like we're ready to go.
I'll tell you something about this crew. They do spring into action.
They do.
When you crack that
all right,
whip.
A full new bank. Look at this, man.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
Oh, beautiful, Jerry. Yeah. Come in there and kiss that white ass of yours.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Let's get right into it. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor. They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
I know it.
You do?
Yes.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
Wow, I have no idea what it is. But whoever does get is going to get a pair of tickets to this 22nd Annual International Motorcycle Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, December 7th through the 9th. Get all your information at motorcycleshows.com.
All right, man.
Motorcycleshows.com, with an S.
.com.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
Danny in Los Angeles, you're first up here on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
I've got the second half. Now there's a black or Latino mayor.
Right.
Right. But can you give us the whole phrase?
Can you replay it for me?
No, we don't like to do that, my brother. Let's talk to Bill in Mar Vista. You're on 97.1.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
Is he saying that I can see a vision of it now? It's a black or Latino mayor?
No, he's not.
No, that's not it.
Not it, man.
It's close, though. I mean, he does mention.
Yes, a black or Latino mayor. That is accurate. But he does
mention vision, too, doesn't he?
No, he does not.
No, he does not?
No, he does not, dude.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
Wow.
You want me to write it down for you?
Yeah. All right. James in Arcadia, you're on 97.1.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
Yeah, he's gone. How about Mike in La Habra? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
We have visiting with us now, a black or Latino man.
No, I guess not. I don't know what it is, but he says no.
No.
Oscar in Sylmar, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
Here, I've written it down for you, Tim.
You got it? Oscar, you got it?
There's a straight-out vision now that there's a black and Latino mayor.
No. All right. Oh, let me see if you're right.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino
mayor.
Hey,
congratulations, dude. That is what it is.
I got it right, yes.
Yeah, I just read what Brian Whitman wrote, and you got it, dude.
Thank you.
You won tickets to the motorcycle show.
Oh, geez. Yeah. I've really actually never won anything.
Well, you got two tickets.
Can you tell me more about them?
Yeah, you go to motorcycleshows.com, and it runs at the internet. It's the International Motorcycle Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, December 7th through the 9th.
As for me and a guest?
Yes.
I have a question about this prize.
Yes, sir.
Can you mail it to my house, or do I have to come to the
station? We'll just give it to you. Well, you're here every night. We'll give you the tickets.
Perfect.
Sal in Altadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
If it's in our vision.
No, dude, vision's not in it for some reason.
That's the clue.
That's what it was.
No, the word, if you're on hold and you're going to use the word vision, hang up.
Pass. Two more and then we're done. Eric in Playa del Rey, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
Tapping out, guys.
All right. Well, so long.
No shame. No shame.
See you, sucker. Dennis in Lancaster, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
They have a sit-out visit with us now, a black or Latino mayor.
Every city I visit, there's now a black and Latino mayor.
Yes! I think it's black or Latino.
Right, it's very close.
But you got 99% of it, dude.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations, man. You're going to that motorcycle show. Hold on 1 second and go see the motorcycles.
All right, man.
Go down to Long Beach and look at the motorcycle.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I won a couple of tickets actually just a few minutes
ago.
I'm very excited.
Oh, here's
it.
The next clip. Good luck, everybody.
Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
Uh-oh.
Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
Oh, I think I got it.
Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
What is the first two words? I don't want you to say it out loud. We have a game.
Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers. Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers. Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
I got it. I'll write it down for you here.
Please do.
It's,
mm-hmm. Oh.
That's the first word.
Okay.
All right.
Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
I got it. Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right, perfect. All right, let's talk to Jeff in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
You got it, man?
Huh?
There he goes.
You know, that was...
Maybe he got it in Spanish.
No, what he said was, Whitman, you suck.
In Spanish?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've had enough of that now. You know, these insults...
You can tell it in different languages
they're
now.
They're coming
huh?
in all different languages now,
oh,
which...
Oh, boy.
I don't appreciate that.
All right. Melissa in Diamond Bar, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
Oh, man, I got to tap out, guys.
All right.
Hi, baby.
See you.
All right, man.
Suckers.
Look,
so go to a Diamond Bar. Yeah, go to Diamond Bar.
All right, man.
Eric in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
Eric.
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air.
Okay. Could you play it one last time?
Nah, sorry, dude. Horatio in Westwood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
Sorry, folks. Don't know. I'm going to have
to cut. Well, I tell you that this is—I tell you—this is a clip that is clearly intimidating a lot of our players, Tim.
Yeah, Tito in West Covina, you're on the air.
Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
Damn, I'm at the tap out of this one, guys.
Right. We're getting close to running the whole bank of calls here.
Yeah, we're just a few away from that, right?
Yeah, then we move on.
Nice. Well,
Brian, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
Hey, Timmy and Brian, you guys rule. Hey, is it they came coupon with their mother's head raised their brother?
They came what?
What?
They came coupon their mother's head raised and their brother?
Oh, God.
It's very close. Listen to it again.
They came coupon with her mother to head raised her brother.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Is it they cooperate?
No. You're a mess. We appreciate the compliment, okay. But you're a mess.
It's over.
Ryan in Rosemont, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
They came coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
They came coupon with their mothers. They raised their brothers.
They came what?
Coupon?
Coupon?
Coupon, I don't know.
No! They became coupons?
Coupon. Oh, hey, you know, they could use some coupons.
All right, there he goes.
I think that, you know, it's if I may, Tim.
Yes, sir.
And I have not been playing this game as long as you have. I mean, I just want to clearly get it out there that I'm the two of us have the least experience.
All right.
But I have an observation. If you're on hold and you think you know what Jesse Jackson is saying, say it out loud to yourself, maybe. Sound it out, you know.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Right. And if it makes no sense.
To you.
I mean, if the word coupon is just, it wouldn't be that way.
Yeah, we became coupons.
Right. No, but he wouldn't say we became coupons.
Then pass, right, Rick?
Yes.
Pass.
You know, I have a great idea. If you're on hold, just say it out loud to yourself, and, you know, maybe you'll win. But other than that, yeah. I mean, wow.
Just listen to the words.
Just listen to it. It is Prince right now.
All right, Jay in Simi Valley, you're the last one before we move on here. You're live on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
They came coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
I don't know, guys.
All right, there he goes.
There it is.
I think this is what it is. Became co-partners with her mother to raise the brother.
Became coupon with her mother to help raise her brothers.
To help raise the brothers.
That's exactly what it is. You win.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir!
So I guess you and I are both going to that motorcycle show.
Actually, no, Tim, for you... we have a pair of tickets to Winterfest 2007.
Whoa.
At Club Tattoo in downtown L.A. December 2nd.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's just announced. Them Terribles from MTV's Do Circuit Breakout performing live. And Danny Bonaducci will be hosting the $500 Sexy Bikini Contest, Tim.
Wow.
Get tickets at 866-926-TIXX. So that's a pair of tickets for you and Jennifer. So
there you go.
Congratulations to you, Tim.
Thank you very much.
You got it, man.
All right, we move on here. We'll play this clip for you a couple of times, come back from break, and ask you what he's saying. 520-9710 is our main number here in Southern California. It's What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And then later on in the 9 o'clock hour,
yes,
we're going to have a very popular, very famous child psychologist come on.
I'm looking forward to this.
And break down whether it's healthy for me to take my 2-year-old daughter to the racetrack.
Of all the things you've admitted to have done as a father,
Right.
That's the one that gets most kickback and pushback, is that you take your daughter to the racetrack.
I get a lot of flack for that. And she's been going with me since she was 3 months old.
Right. She's a regular.
She was 4 months old when she saw her old man photoed out for the first time.
That's a sweet story. I think that's a sweet story. We'll
Thank
see
you.
What the psychologist says.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
And the basketball team is back. And the basketball team is back.
Till.
You may not like what he says,
Till.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
How long ago? Till. How long ago was it that Reverend Jackson brought up Ed Till in his sermon? Was that a long
time? About 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, that he did bring up Ed.
He mentions him quite often, though.
Yeah.
Ed Till. Jerry.
Oh, wow.
This was edited. So
I see. Okay.
Oh, man.
Till. Till.
So the relationship's intact, right?
I guess it's pretty good. Yeah. All right, good. Here we go. What the hell is Jesse saying? Good luck, everybody.
And the basketball team is back. And the basketball team is back.
Terry in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And the basketball team is back.
And the basketball team is back.
Congratulations,
yes,
dude.
Sir. Give it up.
Yes. Guy's going somewhere.
I said it, man.
Tickets to the motorcycle show? All right, we continue here with What the Hell, Jesse Jackson.
Sure, that was, I tell you, got to hand it to a guy who comes in and swoops in and just nails the clip first call. I like that.
Here we go.
She took a rap off the cover of Ebony this month.
What?
She took a rap off the cover of Ebony this month. She took a rap off the cover of Ebony this month. She took a rap off the cover of Ebony this month.
Strangely enough, I think I have it.
Is he talking about a magazine?
I don't think so. He's using an expression and referring to a person, I think.
She took a rap off the cover of Ebony this month. She took a rap off the cover of Ebony this month.
Oh, maybe it is a magazine.
I think he's talking about the cover of a magazine.
Oh, yeah, then I don't have it.
She took a rap off the cover of Ebony this month.
Oh, boy. All right, Mario in Norwalk, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
She took a rap off the cover of Ebony this month.
She took a rap off the cover and I don't know.
All right.
There he goes.
Yeah.
Jason in Los Angeles, on 97.1.
She took a rap off the cover of Ebony this month.
I think it's she talked about Iraq on the cover for everything.
No!
Jesus. It's 0 for about 10, man.
I said it,
you
man.
Get a single word. I don't know what station you're listening to, but it ain't this one.
She took a rap off the cover of Ebony this month.
All right, let's talk to Salvador in Altadena. You're on 97.1.
She took a rap off the cover of Ebony this month.
She took the rapper off the cover, babe, for this month.
Babe?
I don't think that's it.
Babe?
Is that it, Jerry? That is not wrong. Correct.
He does not say babe. Just
no!
Rodrigo in Alhambra, you're on 97.1.
She took a rap off the cover of Ebony this month.
She took the rap off the cover of Ebony this month.
I think that is it.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations, dude.
Woo!
All right. Hold on 1 second. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to Winterfest 2007 at Club Tattoo in downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, man.
December 2nd. Just announced the Terribles from MTV's Do Circuit Breakout, performing live. Danny Bonaduce will be hosting the $500 Sexy Bikini Contest. Get tickets at 866-926-TIXX. Can they make these giveaways any longer?
I really have to say to our friends at KCAL9, who are very nice and treat us very nice whenever we're there, please, with the dead dogs.
The dog stories?
Yeah, I can't look. I can't be looking at the screen with a dead dog story. honest to God. So, I mean,
all right, calm down.
No, they're great people at KCAL, but please.
All right.
I mean, they're showing this dog, and we'll call them and tell them to show more dead people stories. No. Pull that story because that poor dog. I can't look at that.
All right.
I can't see that.
All right. Here we go. What the hell did Jesse?
They pulled Emmett Till's body out the water.
Yeah.
All right. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
When I got through, be seated, Brother Hamburg.
Nah, too long.
Wednesday's business day. So if you're interested. Wednesday's business day. So if you're interested.
All right, this is a good one.
Wednesday's business day. So if you're interested.
All right, let's talk to Jake in Burbank. You're on 97.1.
Wednesday's business day. So if you're interested.
Where's their business sense if you're interested in it?
I think that's not right.
No!
No!
Wednesday's business day. So if you're interested.
All right.
Yeah.
Jeff in Orange County. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Wednesday's business day. So if you're interested.
Where's your business stake if they're interested?
What?
Where's your business stake if you're interested?
Yes.
Yes. Close, but not quite.
Yes. Yes. Right.
Where's your business stake if you're interested?
Where's your business stake if you're interested? Yes. Yes. Then you question them. Yes. Yes. That's exactly right. That's my guess. Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. Congratulations on getting it totally wrong. All right. Let's talk to a James in Anaheim. You're on 97.1.
Wednesday's business day. So if you're interested.
Where's your big mistake? No. Where you're interested?
No.
Second.
No, sir.
It's circuit, by the way. It's the Ninth Circuit.
Second.
No, sir. All right. Let's talk to Bill in Playa Del Rey. Bill, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Wednesday's business day. So if you're interested.
Where's this business they said you're interested?
No.
Get out of here.
No!
Two more calls and we're done.
Yeah, and then we whip through an entire bank, and then what happens? Like a forfeit at that point, right?
Yeah, we just tear up whatever tickets we're going to give away.
I see. Okay.
Wednesday's business day. So if you're interested. Wednesday's business day. So if you're interested.
All right, there's two hints for you. Regina in L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Wednesday's business day. So if you're interested.
You got it, Regina?
I think he's saying Wednesday is business day if you are interested.
Yeah, Regina, man.
Put your hands together if that makes sense to you.
All right, man.
Way to go, Regina, man.
All right. You seem like a young lady.
I am.
All right, how old are you?
I am 44 years young.
Oh, you're 44. You married? Oh,
right.
Mm-hmm. No, happily divorced.
Yeah, you got enough dough for the holidays?
No.
Need some?
Sure do.
All right, we're gonna give you a pair of $50 MasterCard gift cards.
Whoa!
Great!
Yeah,
thank
one
you.
For you.
Look at you, Regina, man.
Hey, listen, if you're gonna take the torture of us calling you Regina, I got to give you something better. We're gonna give one for you, one of the cards for you, the other $50 card for another friend or a family member.
Right.
To purchase a MasterCard prepaid gift card, go to CVS Pharmacy or visit MasterCard.com/prepaid.
Wow.
CVS Pharmacy.
Right, sure.
Okay.
Just go physically. Could you physically go into the pharmacy?
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you bet.
All right. Congratulations, Regina.
Thank you very much, Regina.
Hold on. You too, baby.
Thank you, Dan.
And you are Gina?
Gina. What's up?
It's a good gift. All right, what the hell Jesse Jackson say? We'll play it for you a couple times, then go to a break and come back and ask you what he is saying.
Yes.
It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Isn't that right, Tommy?
Yes.
But we can say an awful lot. We respect him to the highest. But we can say an awful lot. We respect him to the highest.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? We play the clips. You guess what he's saying. We get you a prize.
Yeah.
It's very simple, man.
It's very simple. And we've had some real big winners tonight.
Yes. I believe we left you with this clip here.
But we can say an awful lot. We respect him to the highest. But we can say an awful lot. We respect him to the highest.
Mm.
You know, this clip, I know the end, but I don't know the beginning.
Jerry, do you know it?
Yeah, I think I know it.
Okay, all right. We'll leave you to judge.
but we can say an awful lot. We respect him to the highest.
Christy in Cyprus, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
But we can say an awful lot. We respect him to the highest.
But we accept an awful lot who respect him in the highest.
That actually might be it. I was thinking something else. That sounds better to me.
All right, congratulations. You win. All right, hold on one second.
I was thinking something, but the more I thought about it, the more it didn't make sense, and hers sounded better.
All right, well, you're going to the Winterfest 2007 at Club Tattoo.
Who, Jerry is going?
No, Jerry's not going anywhere. Jerry's going to improv school, going to the Groundlings this weekend.
Yeah, they're
going to
be happy to have him there.
Yeah, we are thrilled. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Except fighting Illini and in Illywick down to the ballpark.
Oh, that's
too tough.
But there's something else going on in town, too. But there's something else going on in town, too. But there's something else going on in town, too.
I know
that.
You got this one?
Yeah, I think I know that.
I think I got it, too.
But there's something else going on in town, too. But there's something else going on in town, too.
All right, Mike in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
But there's something else going on in town, too.
Said, but there's something else going in town, too.
No, I think that's not
right. I think that is wrong, sir.
But there's something else going on in town, too.
Scott in San Clemente, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
But there's something else going on in town, too.
Okay, I'm saying, but there's some myth going on in town, too.
I think that's it.
That's it.
Come on.
Yes.
Nice.
Congratulations, dude.
You nailed it.
Yeah. Hold on one sec. You're going to the either the motorcycle show or you're going to go to Club Tattoo and enjoy yourself.
Now, Danny Bonaducci will be at Club Tattoo. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. Not at the motorcycle show.
No, but he would be a perfect fit for either one of those events.
Yeah, I think he has both, actually.
He has a motorcycle?
Yes, I think so.
I know he has tattoos.
I think he has a motorcycle.
I saw those tattoos last night.
I tell you, man, he was really buffed out.
Yeah, he really is.
Man, that dude
works out.
Solid, man. I mean, ice.
And you hugged him, too, so you felt that guy,
because,
right?
You know, there was this rumor running around that he was angry with me or didn't like me or something, and of course I put that... You know, I'm not the kind of guy who has, you know, feuds at the workplace.
I know.
So Danny and I embraced, and I tell you, he really put a big bear hug on me, and I tell you, you have big hands and everything.
Jesus Christ. Sounds like you're turned on. All right. What the hell is Jesse?
It's like a warmth when he held on to me, and it was like, I kind of felt like warm. And
did you enjoy it?
Well, in his hand, he went like...
Patted you on the back?
Yeah, he did it like more than a few times, and it kept... He kept patting me, and I just...
Is he your type, though?
Well, I wanted to nap in his embrace.
Jesus Christ. After you broke up with Frosty, I think you're on the rebound.
That's exactly.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Now an authentic PhD, a thinker. Now an authentic PhD, a thinker.
All right.
Now an authentic PhD, a thinker.
Matt in Buena Park, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Now an authentic PhD, a thinker.
Yeah, he's saying, now I'm authentic PhD.
Suck it.
I think that's wrong, man.
Yeah. 6, 7, 8.
There we go.
8 seconds, man.
Baja in Newport Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Now an authentic PhD, a thinker.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah. I think I got it. Now. Mm-hmm. Okay. An authentic PhD, a thinker.
I think that's it, man.
Yeah.
An authentic PhD, a thinker.
All right, congratulations. You're going to either the tattoo place or the motorcycle place.
That's a stud, man.
They're, I think, both happening this week, next weekend.
Yeah. Congratulations.
December 2nd is the club tattoo, and then December...
All right, Tim.
7th through the 9th is the motorcycle show.
Jesus Christ.
Senility is happening on the air. It's nice to witness, isn't it?
Oh, I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen a partner just kind of like just crumble in front of you.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson
about dates,
say?
You know, well, when's the motorcycle races? The motorcycle and then...
Well, I'd like to, for someone maybe to put a little ink in the printer.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, that is a problem. I think maybe Gina can handle that. There is a toner problem. There's a toner problem.
All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
We intend on August the 28th.
All right.
We intend on August the 28th.
We intend on August the 28th. We intend on August the 28th.
All right, what the hell is that? Chris and Fullerton, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
We intend on August the 28th.
Hello, dear.
How are you? Good. Good.
Do you care?
Like you.
Yes, dear. I think, guys, it's we intended on August the 28th.
Well,
we intend on August the 28th.
What do you think it is?
We intend on August the 28th.
I think you got it, dude. All right, congratulations. You get yourself a prize.
Yep.
What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
7 months for the 2 years before.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 months for the 2 years before. 7 months for the 2 years before.
I think I got it.
You do?
I just got it.
7 months for the 2 years before. 7 months for the 2 years before.
Jesus, I have no idea what that is.
I mean, there's some radical mispronunciations.
All right, real quickly, Daniel in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck.
7 months for the 2 years before.
Said before more than 2 years before?
I think that's not right.
Nah, sorry, man.
No!
Chris in Fullerton, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
7 months for the 2 years before.
Oh, you're
what's up, dudes? You guys just took me.
Yeah, we took you. How about Della in Simi Valley? You're on 97.1.
7 months for the 2 years before.
Said more than 22 years before?
No!
Michael in the Inland Empire, you're on 97.1.
7 months for the 2 years before.
Oh, my God. Hey, I wanted to ask you a question before we start. Hey, do you guys have to get permission from Jesse to do this show?
Yeah.
Yes.
We get it really? Every week. We have a release.
Let's fly a guy back to Chicago
right,
to get it.
To sign paperwork, and he comes back. He takes a flight out of LAX.
Yeah. You.
Wow.
Yeah. Why would you care?
I don't know.
It's like my mother. Whew. My mother used to do that. If somebody mispronounced a word on the radio,
yes,
my mother would call the station.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not Orion, it's Orion. Tell Tracy Miller it's Orion, not Orion.
Really? She would call
yeah,
she'd in?
She called the station.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
You know, the station, the person.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The person at the station.
Doesn't give a rat's.
With all respect to your mom, Big Mac.
Right.
The Redbird.
Right.
Right.
All of the above.
With all due respect, I think the person who took the call at the station.
Doesn't care.
They hang up and they have some words to say.
They get a lot of those nuts. All right, Charlie in Pasadena, you're on 97.1.
7 months for the 2 years before.
You got it there, Charlie?
Charlie. Charlie, how are you? Hi, Charlie. How are you, Charlie?
Frank in La Puente, you're on the air.
7 months for the 2 years before.
Frank in La Puente is on the old red eye.
Did he say 742 years before?
I think
you
that's
got
right,
it.
Man.
Yes, yeah. Congratulations. All right, you're going to get yourself either the motorcycle tickets or...
Jerry, please.
Or tattoo tickets.
My bad.
Loud.
All right, also, don't forget our own The Lukes is going to be in Huntington Beach at Gallagher's.
Stand by, Gretchen.
Tonight at 9:30, he's headlining.
Really? The Lukes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
So if you're in Huntington Beach and you want to see a funny guy, go to Gallagher's.
He is very funny.
At 9:30 p.m., he's the Lukes, man.
Gretchen and the Lukes. Is Gretchen introducing him on stage?
I don't know. I don't know what the plan introducing the Lukes is tonight.
I don't think he has a big intro. I mean, I just think you bring him up. I mean, he's a cool guy.
I'm not sure what his plans are for being introduced tonight. I'm not sure.
You know, some comics are very specific. I used to do that, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
Yes, 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 uh-huh, yeah.
All right, it is Conway and Whitman. When we come back, we got some great stuff for you, including a very famous child psychiatrist or psychologist.
Yeah, to put you on the...
who's going to analyze me taking my two-year-old to the track.
You're going to be in the hot seat here.
And you know I'm always up for change and, you know, for...
Absolutely. I mean, if there's anyone I know who's open to the idea of analysis...
Right.
I mean, you're that guy.
Right. All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.